Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and you find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with the convenient and quality access to a range of their hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose your personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. That's right. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. Dang it. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrosports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrosports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrosports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Did you know it's now possible to get federally legal THC shipped right to your door? I'm serious. I remember a time when if I wanted weed, I had to meet up with some sketchy character in the back of a Denny's parking lot. You know who you are. Giorgio, but Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door, and you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/bros and enter the coupon code bros. I'm talking about delicious high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find in a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown in America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the code BROS. So head over to mood.com/bros, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use the coupon code BROS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. What are you doing back there? I mean, you were all the way in the back of the thing.
I wanted to do the Collinsworth slide in.
Oh, in that chair?
Yeah.
Sounds terrible. Sounds terrible.
Didn't prep for that.
No. It always sounds awful.
Last second kind of judgment call.
Sure. You made the wrong call on that one.
Nothing really going on in sports, so I might as well kind of.
There's all kinds of shit going on.
Everything is going on in sports, dude. You got the Eagles hat on. You just lost Darius Slay today.
Yeah, dude. He's washed.
He's not washed.
He's done. He's
toast.
Come
on, bro. We have save $4 million?
Who cares, dude? We have two rookie corners.
Who are they?
They're the future. I mean,
children.
One of them had Cooper DeJean's. Potential Super Bowl MVP.
White man.
And he got down ballot votes.
And Mitchell's dope too.
Yeah, they're both really good. And keeping on a guy that's 34 probably doesn't make sense.
And cornerback, I feel like, is always a very deep position in the draft. Like, I feel like there's always a plethora, especially if you're drafting backups.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much all the good athletes who didn't have good hands.
Exactly.
That's what it is. And it's like, there's a lot of those. So
there's a bunch out of Ohio State. Texas has got a few in this draft. Mm-hmm. You'll be good there. Speaking of the draft and everything that's going on, Bengals have franchised wide receiver T. Higgins for a second year in a row now. I'm sure he's amped about that. However, the money on a franchise, because I was looking it up, is nuts, dude. $26.2 million he's going to get.
Yeah, it sucks he's getting generational wealth instead of generational wealth.
Isn't that crazy, dude?
I mean, I don't know if...
That's a trade-off, right?
I don't know if he would have gotten a bigger contract than that.
Well, the franchise is you get paid the highest of the position.
Of the NFL, Yeah. So, I guess maybe he's happy about that?
They said they're going to extend him, too.
You want long-term security?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For what? His great grandchildren?
Yeah, because $26 million isn't enough.
Doesn't go far in Cincinnati.
It'll go tomorrow, dude. You can spend that all in Skyline Chili in one night in Cincinnati. I guess Cincinnati said their off-season deals here that they're loading up for Jamar Chase, obviously, and defensive end Trey Hendrickson, who's the only guy who is good at defense on the entire Bengals team. So that makes sense. But man, 26.2 and trying to, cause Jamar Chase is going to ring you up for 150, right?
Yeah. It's an expensive man.
He's going to get, the same deals you've seen other number one, like the best five receivers in the NFL get. So he'll get like a $28 million AAV. I would imagine somewhere around there.
And he, I think you have to keep around because him and Burrow are boys.
Yeah. It's
played together since college.
It's more than just performance. Even if you could go out and get Jefferson or somebody like that, would you, is anybody a big enough upgrade to interrupt their fucking camaraderie or what do you want to call
Justin
it?
Justin Jefferson's the only guy.
I would have paid Jefferson more than Chase either. Right. Even though he is markedly better, I think, in my opinion. Right.
Yeah.
And he stays on the field too.
It'd be replacing maybe one friend with another.
Kind of, because I guess that's not a great example. So pick whatever, one of the other top five receivers.
Right. Yeah.
I think this is, they've intimated that they want to sign him to a long-term deal. They just didn't want to fucking, I think that they know it's going to be a negotiation, and they don't want to do what some teams did last year, like Dallas, for example, which is wait until the last minute to re-sign two of your fucking best players. Mm-hmm. I think this is more of a strategic move than it is trying to punt.
Cripples you in free agency and trying to make other moves and stuff like that. Just get it done.
Dallas fucked that up as badly as any team I've ever seen in history. They spent more money in free agency. We've said this a million times, but they spent more money in free agency than anybody. They didn't sign one new player.
Right.
Should be impossible.
I agree. And, as I'm looking at it here, who's even in free agency that Dallas would want right now? I mean, who is?
At what position?
Well, they need a running back. I think you should just draft one. Wide receivers, there's a million wide receivers in this draft. Receiver draft. There, by the way, after the combine here, which we'll get to in a minute, they were talking about Luther Burden falling out of the first round.
I've been seeing that on projections. I don't know. People are stupid. If you want to, I hope he goes to a sweet team at the end. Like if he can fall to the Chiefs or something like that, fuck yeah.
Nah, declare him a bust.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why people are out on Luther Burden. He had a worse year this year, but that was mostly just because the offense was worse. Like it's not really. Like Brady Cook with her half the year, blah, blah, blah. Brady Cook's combine blew up this weekend, though.
Can you enter the draft and then still come back? Like if right before, you know?
There is a way to do it.
No, can you do the combine and then come back? Because maybe it's a Mizzou propaganda to get him to come back for one more year.
Dude, if some team wants to luck into Bird in the second round, congrats. But that's fucking insane. Especially because some of the other receivers that are above him, not the Ohio State guys, but McMillan from Arizona or whatever, that dude didn't do fucking shit this year, and he was playing against nobody.
Yeah.
So, whatever. But I'd be shocked. It depends on what the later round teams or the lower round teams would want. But I know Kansas City doesn't have any fucking one to throw the ball to. So if he wants to fall to Pat Mahomes, I'm all for that.
Well, there's also a number. The wide receiver free agency class is actually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who's in there?
Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Chris Godwin, Brandon Cooks. And not all these are number ones, but some are number twos or threes.
Right? Yeah. These dudes are old as hell.
Deontay Johnson, D-Hop, who had a fucking really nice back half.
Stinks.
He had a really nice back half of the season.
He did, yeah.
He's a bum at this point.
He's definitely not a bum. Mike Williams is out there, so Robert Woods is out there too, but he's been banged up a lot lately. But when he's been on the field with Houston, he's been really good. There's options. Hollywood Brown is out there again, but he's another one that's like, is he going to be healthy at all? There's some options out there. So yeah, if I'm Dallas or anybody like that, I'm and I have a late first round, I'm looking for a running back, probably more than a wide receiver. In most drafts, I would say wide receiver, but they need a fucking running back.
Well, the Cowboys are coming in at 12, and they're saying if Ashton Jeanty is gone,
he will be gone.
They're saying Omarion Hampton out of North Carolina actually looked better than Jeanty as far as overall.
He probably played better talent, but there's probably a guy that's a second or third round pick in the SEC that would be better in the NFL than either of them right out of the gate, probably, right? I think Jeanty can become a very good running back in the NFL, but he's kind of undersized, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is, and he played his college football against other dudes who were undersized.
Yeah.
The speed and size going into the NFL is going to take some adjustment from him. That's just how it is. That isn't to say he's not going to be great at some point. I think he will be, actually.
I think he'll be great.
But it's going to take him a little bit of time to get great, especially because you're probably going to get drafted by a team that doesn't have a great offensive line.
The two guys who showed out were Judkins and Travion Henderson out of Ohio State. Those guys had lights out combines. There was a guy from Mizzou who had a great combine, the offensive tackle.
Yeah, he's
named, Armon Membu.
Not him. No, I was thinking of the guy that ran a sub 5.40 at 340 fucking pounds or whatever.
He did run a sub 5.40, this guy.
Oh, that was the same guy?
Maybe that's him.
I don't know if he's over 300 pounds, but he was the guy that was like screaming as he was running. took like everything in him. But he ran like a 4.8 or 4.940, which is just obscene for someone that size to run.
But they were making fun of his arms. Did you see that?
I did not. No.
He has tiny arms.
Oh, really?
32 and a half inches.
He was great he was great for us. He was our best offensive lineman this year. We had a loaded offensive line the year before. He was by far the standout this year. So I was not surprised to see him in the first round, but you didn't hear a lot of chatter about it till late in the year.
The guy who was going to go one was Josh Simmons out of Ohio State, but he got a knee injury, so he's not going to be ready until the fall. So he's obviously, whenever that happens, he's going to fall down the draft. So they're saying this guy might be one and replace him here.
Maybe.
And
we'll see.
4.940.
He's a stud. Holy shit. He's a stud, which mostly what that means is an offensive lineman is his feet are quick, but also that you're not going to have to cycle him in and out a lot. He can stay on the field for the whole fucking game, right? That's a really big thing for an offensive lineman because disrupting that group always creates problems. It's either getting in, most of those problems either end in yardage loss or your quarterback getting his fucking head taken off, which both are bad things.
If you dislike the team that's going to draft you to, just draft night, put on one of those gas masks.
Yeah, dude.
And then smoke a bunch of weed.
That's all you got to do.
Or put on like a Trump, I guess a Trump hat wouldn't stop you anymore.
Not anymore.
Aaron Jones is also an unrestricted free agent. Now he's 30, but he's held at a 4.5 yard per carry for 10 years. So I don't know if you should expect. He didn't recede this year either. He had fucking 11.38 this year.
How far did Tunsil drop that draft? Do you remember?
I do not
remember. It like was night of.
Yeah.
That came out, and then he dropped like
a lot.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. I want to say like second or third. I mean, it was nuts.
There was a Mizzou player, Shane Ray, I think, dropped out of the first round or dropped a lot in the first round his draft year because he tested positive for weed.
Mm. Oh,
like,
yeah,
he dropped
right.
like 10, 15 spots.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Other guys who were standouts of the combine, Jihad Campbell, which I wouldn't take him just based on his name there, out of linebacker out of Alabama.
Merch opportunity.
I know. For the Jihad, dude.
You launched the Jihad.
Launched the Jihad, dude. Safety out of South Carolina did well. Cornerback out of Kentucky, Maxwell Hairston, did well. Jahdae Barron out of cornerback out of Texas did very well. As far as some of the other guys up here, Matthew Golden, I watched his wide receiver out of Texas. He was very fast. Isaiah Bond ran a 4.39, I think, when I watched him. He was fucking good.
Not as fast as
Xavier.
No, not worthy. Even close. Yeah.
But somebody was, who was it?
He said it. He said he was going to beat Worthy. And it was just like, not a prayer. Bro.
Yeah, I mean, good fucking luck. You get it to I wouldn't, well, I mean, look, I love competition. Go out there and talk your shit. It just didn't work out for you. But you have to get off the line perfectly to run like that. Worthy had the best run I've ever seen.
Yep.
Like that, he was a legit sprinter.
It's also a stupid way they run it because you don't line up like that in the NFL.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, how fast of a 40 do you think you can run right now?
Oh, they brought that up to Rich Eisen over the weekend. So,
well, Eisen's done it, right?
Famously, he did it. Yeah, like 20 years ago, I guess.
What do you think you're breaking right now?
So I can tell you in high school because I was very slow.
Right now.
Yeah. No. Well, just hear me out.
Yeah, he was already slow before.
My high school time, I was already slow before. Because you had to do it for college for all the scouts and all that other shit. I think I ran a 4.8, which for a white skinny kid is not great. So like Jesus Christ,
4.8. The 4.8 is pretty good.
No.
Yes.
No.
For high school,
4.8,
dude. You weren't like an elite like college athlete.
That's slow, dude. That's real. You should be running like 4.5 in high school.
I think it feels like
I'm listening to be like, I swear, true. Like 11 inches isn't that big of a penis. You
right.
Know what I mean?
A 4.8's insane anybody.
No, dude.
Like, a normal white dude, yeah, it is. Breaking high five. Breaking five's crazy.
Low to mid fives is normal for a fucking regular high school athlete. Yeah.
No way. Yeah. I got smoked by everybody on my team. Everybody.
Oh, my God. This is just isn't. You have to be misremembered because no. There weren't that many people in your high school that could run a sub-5. There just wasn't.
Yeah, dude. We had some black kids that fucking smoked us, dude. Cool. We just got smoked.
Most kids in high school cannot run a sub-5 that are like, because otherwise you're getting recruited.
4.85, but that was the time. That was the exact time. It was 4.85 now. I remember it.
I don't believe that. 100%.
So if you're asking now, today, lucky to crack 5.5? Like 5.5?
You couldn't crack 7 now.
I don't know.
I don't think you could crack 7.
I don't know if I could crack 6. You're right. I have no idea. No idea.
I did. So I never did a 40. I did 60 because that's what all the Major League Baseball tryouts were. It's 60 yards instead of 40. I don't know why they do that, but my time, I was a little above average speed wise. I think it was like 7.2.
I was 165 pounds.
It's
a senior in high school.
The fast guys were like 6.5, 6.6. And then the like,
well, Antonio Laforet's really
like,
good.
Like Billy Hamilton, no way. Billy Hamilton style speed was like 6.2, 6.3.
But I'm looking at it here. So I was 165 pounds senior year. This kid for Georgia, the center from Georgia, who weighs 315 pounds, ran a 4.84. That's the same time at I was almost 200 pounds less than this guy. Like,
he's an NFL prospect.
That's nuts, though, dude.
You were just a kid from Georgia.
You basically, in high school, had the same 40 time as an inside linebacker.
But that's right, though. I was very thin. Like, I was only 165.
That's like an elite prospect.
Breaking 5 is fast.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, breaking 5 is fast.
Breaking 5 is fast.
Is it really?
Yes.
I got made fun of over and over again, dude.
Where did they go to school?
For a high schooler that's not going to start at a D1 in his freshman year, breaking 5 is pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I was, but I mean, shit.
5.2 to 5.5 is normal for that group of people, for that cohort.
No way. I mean, I'm looking at these numbers here. All these guys are like fucking 350 pounds.
Dude,
this guy ran a 4.95.
It's insane athletes.
It's a different world now than it was even 10, 15 years ago. Everybody is faster. Everybody is stronger. There was no such thing as Saquon Barkley 25 years ago. Terrell Davis was you've met him.
Yeah.
He is an absolute unit.
Yes.
But Saquon Barkley could take whatever Terrell Davis squatted in his best day and add 200 pounds to it. Now they don't make people like this.
I guess so.
They are genetic freaks at this point.
Yeah,
they're not. They're borderline X-Men.
When you say like, they,
who are we talking about?
Cooper DeGene.
It's not just
Mike Trout's like that too. He's just a big ball of money. You ever seen him dunk? He's 6 foot flat, right?
Right.
From flat feet, zoom, boom, just dunks. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, like
I thought he was taller at first, and I saw him next to some people that I know, actually, some friends of mine that went were getting autographs. I'm like, wait, I thought he was like 6'3 or 6'4.
Yeah.
But that dude's like just tightly wound muscle.
But these guys are like literally 180 pounds more, and they're running faster 40 times.
That's probably, you can ask.
That's fucking nuts, dude. Yeah,
you can ask our buddy John from Power Athlete about this, but because he coaches a lot of these dudes that are coming out, especially out of Texas and A&M and places like that.
Well, Jeremy Hills has been on the show before.
Yeah, those guys that are going to the NFL, mostly the guys that John is Welburn is coaching are the bigger guys. And he tells me, you know, like, yeah, they're fucking, these guys are more athletic than they've ever been before.
But I mean, did you guys see Cat Williams run the 40? He just did it recently.
No, was it bad?
No, it was great. He's fast as shit.
Yeah, but he's 5'3", right?
Which That's what I'm saying. Like, I was small.
Well, you can't hold down Cat Williams to the expectations of this universe,
right? No.
And this reality.
Yeah, that's very true. He is a multiverse character for sure.
Let's see what his 40 time was here. 40-yard dash, because this was a famous.
It's probably
thing.
In the low fives if it was fast.
He didn't break 40.
There's no way he broke five.
4.97.
4.97 at 52 years old.
Damn.
Hang on. At 52 years old.
That's quick, man.
That is unbelievable. Dude.
Well, I would never doubt Cat Williams.
No.
Except for that whole thing where he said he signed up for the Marine Corps at 16.
Or that he read 3,000 or 10,000 books. Or
yeah, exactly. So yeah. If I'm looking at this, yes. I'd be lucky to break a six. I'd be lucky to break 6 seconds.
Maybe pages. I don't think you could break six.
Probably not, right?
Just because at our age...
You're pulling your hammy.
40 yards. Yeah. 40 yards.
That's what I think.
It's a DNF.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It doesn't look like much until you get about a third of the way through, and you're like, this is fucking bullshit.
What was your 40 like your brains, at the TFM Combine?
So that 40 was bullshit because they did it at the very end of the day when we were all dead, and they made us run on unmowed grass.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was bullshit.
Why not do it in sand?
I know, right? It was like 5-1.
Okay.
That's still not bad. I can break five. I'll break five right now.
Yeah, so senior, I was 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, 4.85. My vertical was dog shit as
well. Did you run track?
I did. I was on the track team. I was a letterman 3 years on track. So I ran track 3 years. But still, man, I got fucking crushed by everybody. But I was very, very small. Like, well, these guys are 200 pounds bigger.
Speaking of athletes and running fat, well, just think about the average edge rusher that goes into the NFL now. I love Bruce Smith, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody like him. The fucking, what's his name from the Packers?
Reggie White. He was a DT, I thought. Wow.
He was a tackle, yeah,
Come
I guess.
Come on, dude. Reggie White, you think Packers?
Yeah, I do.
You dick.
Where do you win a Super Bowl?
I think Packers.
It was in 1995.
By the way, I think Packers.
I think Packers are Reggie White.
Did you say Eagles?
Yeah, Reggie White's he was the greatest Eagle of
most
all time.
Most of his stats come from the Eagles.
But he won the Super Bowl and I think he broke the record. Didn't he set the record with the
I think he set some
sack record.
Yeah, and then even Strahan. So Strahan was a quick guy, right? But the guys that you see and throughout the 2010s and currently that are edge rushers, like Derek Wolfe, for example,
mm-hmm.
is a 6'5 dude that runs a mid 4.40, and he's also jacked, right?
Yeah.
Like, these people didn't exist 25 years ago.
That's like saying Javon Curse is an Eagle and not a Titan.
If you look at Derek, not Derek Wolfe specifically, but if you look at like DeMarcus Lawrence versus Bruce Smith with their shirts off, one of them would look like a chiseled guy, and Bruce Smith looks like a dude that you might find at a bar somewhere. Yeah. He just happened to be a freak athlete.
A guy like, if Derek Wolfe played 30 years before he did, he would be in like an Inner Circle Hall of Famer.
Yeah. So here's, by the
like,
way,
it's
just brought up his 40 time, by the way. Mm. So,
who, Derek's?
Yes.
It was
5 seconds flat, 5.01.
That was the combine. Yeah.
It was the combine, yeah. But still, his vertical is 33 inches. He's 6'5 and a half, and he weighed 295 pounds and still ran a 5.
It's freak.
That's nuts, dude.
Because
that's
it's all nuts. They're all just X-Men. Like, they're all just genetic. It's crazy.
God damn it, dude.
And especially some of these people end up being like, especially now with like the way college athletics works more than ever, like a lot of these people end up being like the children of two like college athletes. Yeah, like it'll be like some NFL player married like a women's basketball player, like a women's like fucking track star, and mm-hmm. has a baby. Like even though he didn't have a great NFL career, like Zeke Elliott, both of his parents played college sports.
Zeke Elliott had a great NFL career. He's going to Hall of Fame.
No.
Yes. Absolutely. Have you seen his numbers? How many yards do you think? How many yards do you think he ran for?
8,000, I think.
Nope.
No way.
Higher than that.
No, I think he's at 8,000.
So. You're saying he broke the 1,000-yard mark. I couldn't, like, probably three times in his career?
Yeah, I think three times.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Hang on, dude. Look at his stats. I'm telling you, they're nuts, man.
I don't think they are.
I think he had a couple
games. 9,130
How many
yards,
carries? Your average?
74 touchdowns.
What was his average? He doesn't have 100 touchdowns.
4.3.
That's not Hall of Fame.
9,000? Where does that put you?
You need 100 touchdowns, 10,000 yards.
I don't know anymore, man. Because they don't play that much anymore.
Here's, by the way, Tennessee James Pierce, edge rusher from Tennessee. Ran a 4.47.
4.47 and an edge rusher?
Yesterday.
Jesus Christ.
Fadil Diggs from Syracuse ran a 4.57. Shamar Stewart from A&M, who's really good, ran a 4.59. Jay Joyner from Minnesota, 4.6. There's 10, 11, 12, just on this. There may be more than this. There's 12 fucking dudes that are edge rushers that ran sub 4.7
so
this year. Oh, it's nuts. I mean, that's fucking crazy, it's including insane, that kid, dude, from Texas, Baron Sorrell, yeah, or Sorrell, rather. He's fucking fast as shit, too. Now, have you paid any attention to the mock draft updates? Because right now, CBS has Cam Ward at number one to Tennessee. And I think that's probably right.
I think so.
Because I don't think they're going to take, I don't think they'll take Shedeur Sanders in Tennessee.
I also don't think Shedeur Sanders, he might pull an Eli Manning or some shit.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably, I'm sure those conversations are happening behind the scenes, whether Deion Ward.
Shedeur is not a Titan.
No.
Cam Ward, that's a Titan.
Shedeur is going to the Jets or the Giants. That's my guess.
Or the Raiders.
Maybe.
88 total touchdowns for Ezekiel Elliott.
Cam Ward will die in Tennessee.
Ezekiel Elliott currently has fewer rushing yards than Amon Green and Matt Forte.
Yeah.
I had Amon Green going to the Hall of Fame.
Amon Green was great.
Amon Green was awesome.
I got drunk with him in Puerto Rico.
Well, Ricky Williams
really?
Yeah.
Should be a football Hall of Famer.
Do you think Ricky Williams should be an NFL Hall of Famer?
He would be if they didn't fuck with him.
Yeah, what was Ricky Williams' final total?
10,009.
He would have had 12,000 yards.
He was over 10,000 yards?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he should be in the Hall of Fame, is he not?
And
yeah.
I mean, half his career was just gone.
Exactly.
Because yep.
At least 3 or 4 years on the back end, they kind of fucked with
him. And he won the Heisman, dude.
Amon Green was so fucking good. You party with Amon Green? What was he like?
He was down there with some, I think it was his wife, actually, at the time, because she was wearing a ring, but who knows, you know what I mean? But we were staying at the Ritz in San Juan, and we just happened to fucking, I didn't know who he was at first.
I used to draft him in fantasy football every year. I fucking loved him.
I saw him, and I'm like, so good. I know, I recognize that guy. Who is that? I double took him, you know what I mean? And it was like 2012 or 13. I think it was 2013. So I had a phone with the internet. So I looked him up. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's Amon Green. And we just got shit-faced at the bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm looking at these numbers. 88 touchdowns, 9,000 yards, and running backs aren't the same anymore.
There's a lot of people with way better numbers who aren't in the Hall of Fame.
Just doesn't seem who right else? To have.
I'll give you one who probably should be in the Hall of Fame, even though he kind of played like on mid-teams or whatever.
Pete Rose.
Steven Jackson.
Oh, man.
11,000 rushing yards.
He was good. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Yes.
And then you've got guys like, I mean, do you think Warwick Dunn is a Hall of Famer?
Yes, I do, actually. He played for the Falcons.
All and
he
these was... guys would get in before Zeke Elliott.
Yeah, 100%. I mean,
dude, what did Warwick Dunn run for?
Warwick Dunn ran for 10,967. What about Clinton Portis? Is Clinton Portis a Hall of Famer?
100%.
9,923.
Yes.
What about Ron Dane?
He didn't do that much in the NFL.
No, he had like Tiki Barber. He rushed for like 4,000
yards.
So
Tiki Barber's over. Tiki Barber has 10,449 rushing
and
yards.
Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer in my opinion.
And a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, dude.
He was in the first one with the Giants.
In. He's not in.
Not in.
Tiki's not in.
Really?
Because he doesn't pass the vibe test.
I know. Well,
it's all about the vibe test.
Yeah, Jamal Lewis guys, is 10,000. Jamal Lewis ran for 2,000 yards.
Jamal Lewis was awesome.
And he's not in the Hall of Fame. Oh, here's another one in front of him.
Jamal Lewis was a gangster, too.
Yeah, he should be in.
Chris Johnson, also, I believe, in front of Zeke Elliott.
Broke like the 2,000-yard mark 1 year.
Yeah, yeah. Is he not in?
Nope.
No.
All these guys should be in. Like, I'm for all these guys.
I'm telling you, it's hard.
It's hard. It's not the Hall of Participation, okay?
Man.
It's the Hall of Fame.
That's fucking brutal, dude. That's crazy.
If I know the guy, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I mean, that's nuts, dude. 88 touchdowns ain't going to do it and 9,000 yards. Okay. All right.
Is Brian Westbrook in the fucking Hall of Fame?
He should be.
No, and he shouldn't be anywhere near it.
Yes, he should. Westbrook was awesome. I used to draft him on fantasy,
too. Get this Eagles dog shit out of here.
Deuce Staley?
You won this Super Bowl, all right? You know, stop.
You know why Tiki's not, though, right?
Why?
It's one of the worst scandals ever. He cheated on his pregnant wife. Like, she was, like, in the delivery room, and, I mean, it was an awful.
Well, what else is he going to do?
He got fired from Good Morning America.
I mean, did he walk
Hall of Fame, not good people.
Did he walk into the delivery room and punch her in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a Ray Rice of stats,
what
actually.
What a fucking mediocre NFL scandal. I don't... Actually, Ray Rice is below Zeke, I think.
He got... He got clipped like year two or three. He was going to be good.
Although I will say Terrell Davis is in the Hall of Fame and he only has 7,600.
Yeah, but he had a peak like 3 years.
He also had 2,000 yards in a season.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I am all in for Terrell Davis.
That's why he's in. That and he's always friendly with the media too. That helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he joined it immediately after. Yeah. Yeah. I was a big Terrell. I had a Terrell Davis jersey growing up.
Yeah, he's a good
Terrell
dude too. We've hung out with
him. Yeah, he was
time.
On the show.
You
he
just can't have awesome. Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, and then Zeke Elliott. It doesn't sound right.
Maybe that's part of it too, that he's a mostly a cowboy, and they're not going to put some mid cowboy into the Hall of Fame. It just doesn't look right.
88 touchdowns and 9,000 yards is a lot.
Damn. He also wasn't the best running back on his team at the time.
Who was?
Probably Pollard.
Well, yeah. Towards the end. But I mean, everybody's doing that now. Nobody has just one guy.
I mean, the Football Hall of Fame is, it doesn't make any sense anyway. So
no.
Like it's like the Baseball Hall of Fame is annoying. The way they do things, and they'll be like, I don't want him to get 100%. I'm not going to vote for him. But the Football Hall of Fame is like, not Eli Manning.
Also weird that the only guy that did get 100% was Rivera.
Yeah, because they forgot to talk to each other.
Was that what it was?
Some writers forgot to talk to each other and be like, oh, I'm not going to leave.
Of all the people that are going to have like the perfect untouched record, it's Mariano Rivera.
Yeah, that's fucking strange.
Dumb. I hate the Baseball Hall of
Fame. Big trade over the weekend in the NFL. Debo Samuel to the Redskins. That's massive for a fifth-round pick.
I think that Debo Samuel is cooked.
Yeah. Antonio Brown tweeted a picture of Debo and said he looks like Brian from Family Guy. Not worried.
He's 29.
He's white.
Yeah, he's white.
Brian is, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Debo is – so they have Brian Robinson already. They already have a primary running back in Washington, right?
Yeah.
And he's in his third year. And I think he averaged 5 a carry last year. So Debo is going to actually get to play what he wants to play, which is slot receiver most of the time. And remember –
him and Scary Terry, that's a nasty combo.
Yeah, remember that. He's got great hands, too, and he's good with Yak. But remember the way that the Eagles use some of their receivers on end-arounds and things like that, the way the Chiefs have started using Worthy in that way, the way they used to use Tyreek Hill. You could see him running some of those. He's very good in open space. So it's definitely, for a fifth-round pick, that's a no-brainer for them.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels also, you know, has a sophomore slump, corrects a little bit. I mean, how much were we hyping up C.J. Stroud his first year? Right, he didn't have that good.
Yeah, well,
his team also got
blown up by injuries this year too, so that had something to do.
But he didn't look as good.
Yeah. No, he didn't. He didn't.
He didn't look as good. But he went to the playoffs
and won a game.
That's what I'm saying.
I like C.J. Stroud, but a lot of people are down on C.J. Stroud.
No,
right
C.J.
now.
Had fucking a terrible injury season on his team.
Yeah,
every quarterback is a system quarterback. Fucking Patrick Mahomes, the best that we've seen do this, at least in my opinion, he's the best I've seen do it. One season he has a bad offensive line, and they fucking get torched in the Super Bowl. It's like they weren't even there.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
every quarterback is a system quarterback to some degree.
You can ruin I think a good way to put it is any great quarterback could have been ruined had they gone to the right team.
I mean, just look at Joe Burrow. Look at Joe Burrow, man. You put him on any other team that cares about football.
Probably should have won a Super Bowl already.
If he had gone to San Francisco or Philly, which they had a draft pick that year too, or anybody else.
Defense let him down in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
Just to think of what could have been with that dude.
Even that the Super Bowl he was in, if he had a half a more second on that play,
he had him.
That guy was open, man. But as far as the mock draft goes, where are we at in the mock draft after this combine here?
Okay, so right now CBS has Cam Ward going first.
Yeah, he'll go to die in Tennessee.
Now, is this...
PFF disagrees. They have Abdul Carter going first.
We still got 7 more mock drafts?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, for some reason, they have the combine, and then they wait 2 months.
But pretty much all the ones I've looked at right now have Ward and Abdul Carter going 1 and 2. One or the other. Yeah. Either to the Browns or to the fucking
Who's got
Titans.
The first pick in the draft?
Titans, then Browns.
Titans need a quarterback.
Browns are going to replace Garrett.
They're going to replace Garrett, which is fine.
Like, and by the way,
Abdul Carter's fucking awesome.
Cleveland doesn't have a quarterback for next year. He's out all season. Watson's out all year.
Yes.
So they have to get a quarterback. Now, they may go sign fucking Cousins if he gets cut.
Darnold
or somebody like that, which they got to do something, right? Mm-hmm. Miles Garrett wants to be traded out, so this might be part of a bigger trade package. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't know yet.
I don't like...
A lot of stuff's going to develop between now and then.
I mean, if you could trade Miles Garrett and that pick for just a mountain of picks, including a first round pick in that same draft, so you're not, you know, shut out of that. But
like somewhere lower in the first round, and then their first round pick the next year, right? Yeah, I would totally do that. Yeah, 100%.
And other picks too. Like you need to get later round pick. Like you need to stack fucking picks.
Yeah,
I think you give Jameis the full year. You know, let him cook.
Some people are saying that the Giants will trade up with Tennessee and grab a quarterback there. And
it's possible. But if they don't, the word on the street is if the Titans are willing to trade down, but if they keep the pick, they're probably going after Abdul Carter, not Cam Ward. That's what I've heard.
Some people are saying Cleveland at 2 will take Shedeur Sanders. That would be fucking nuts.
That's not going to happen. But Hunter is going somewhere in the top 5 probably, which I don't think that's smart, but he's going to.
Yeah, he will.
Because vibes, right?
Abdul Carter's my favorite player in this entire draft.
He's the best player in this draft.
That's my favorite
player. He'll be the biggest needle mover in his first 4 to 5 years than any other player that's in this draft. Unless Shedeur goes to a good situation, maybe he's got a chance. I think Cam needs time on the bench, which is why I don't think Tennessee or Cleveland should draft him. That would be a mistake for either team.
Cam's old.
Well, Tennessee,
he's ready
to keep trotting Levis out there.
Yeah,
for one more year.
They could, I mean, but that's the pressure's on then, right?
Yeah.
Like, it would be smarter if, let's say, I don't know if any of these teams have, the problem is he's not going to drop that far. They have Shedeur going at 6 to the Raiders. That makes sense. Mason Graham.
On another mock draft here, they got the Raiders taking Jentzy at 6.
That would be insane.
At 6, that's crazy. To start off,
Pete Carroll's not doing
to
that.
Start rebuilding your team with a running back is fucking stupid.
Fucking nuts.
That's dumb. You should never, ever do that. I don't care how good the guy is, because the best case scenario is he's good for 6 years.
Right.
That's like the best case scenario.
Your best case scenario with just having a running back is what? Derrick Henry on the Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think they made a conference championship game. So, great. Like, you just can't do that. That's not what you build. That is like... running backs are having a nice little comeback moment, but if there is one offensive position that you can still money ball, that you can still buy committee, it's a fucking running back.
It only last year fool you. Like Saquon and Derrick Henry did so much heavy lifting for the position.
Mm. Yeah.
And you can use, it's not even limited to your running backs. Like more and more we're seeing wide receivers get into the running back game, whether it's end arounds or direct snap.
Yeah.
Or not direct snap, but handoffs. It's like, this is... Do not do that, please.
It's
for God's
sake,
don't do that.
Get someone to throw Brock Bowers the fucking ball.
I mean, if it was literally Saquon Barkley, then I might consider it. But it's not. It's Jentzy, who is probably going to turn into a really good patient gap running back. Hell yeah. Pick him at 20, not at 6. There's no
fucking
way.
Yeah, but you finally got a stable coach. Maybe bring back Minshew. You know, he needs just the right coach.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I'd love to see him down in Atlanta. Trade back. Get Minshew to back up... wheelchair down.
CBS
there.
Has Atlanta taking Shamar Stewart at 15. That'd be a great fucking pick for them. I like. You're not going to get a quarterback down there that matters, and I think they're going to try to run Penix out anyways.
Well,
no matter what.
Look, it's still TBD on Cousins what they're going to do.
Yeah, so I don't think they're going to keep Cousins. I think he's going to get cut. But Shamar Stewart, your guys' defense was fucking top 5 last year already. Adding that dude is going to make Atlanta at least good on defense.
And they should have taken Miles last year from Alabama, and then it would have been even better. Real quick, we got some sponsors here before we get to the rest of the draft and the combine. First and foremost, obviously, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles at first deposit all the way up to $1,000. March Madness is just around the corner here, guys. Yes, it is technically March. But when are the rivalry games here, the conference tournament?
Conference tournaments start next week. So this is the last week of the regular season.
Okay.
Actually, the smaller conference tournaments have started.
Right.
So, like, Gonzaga's conference tournament is this week, and there's some other fun mid-major ones. And these are fun conference tournaments because, you know, it's the win or go home.
Yeah,
like, those are a blast. It's only one-bid leagues.
I watch all of them late at night.
Oh, they're a blast. Yeah. But all the big ones start next week.
Okay. So, look, odds are outs, man. St. John's keeps climbing. They're no longer a secret anymore here. So, start sprinkling if you're out there sprinkling. I sprinkled Florida, St. John's, and God, man, has anybody beaten Auburn, like, for real?
Auburn's a fucking freight train.
I watched Broome play over the weekend, and he was awful. He was 3-for-9, and they still won by 30 points.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just...
They're insane.
Doesn't matter, man. It's wild. Is Bruce Pearl actually going to win a fucking title?
He's all right.
It's hard to... Hard to imagine.
He already made the Final Four.
I know, like, he did.
He's
with
made
Tennessee,
runs.
But
like, no, with Auburn.
Oh, with Auburn. That's right. The year before. Didn't he make one with Tennessee? He had some deep runs.
No, Tennessee's never made
a Final Four.
But
ever.
He did make some runs with Tennessee.
Okay. But tons of great shit to bet on right now, man. And we're all going to be loading up. As always, we'll do a huge bracket for March Madness. My bookie's also doing one, so you can throw some money in there and then go against the world. Whoever wins that, you'll get some fucking money out of it. Live casino. I heard you guys did well last week.
Okay. Actually, no, last week we got fucked.
Was it the week before?
It was the week before we did really well.
We had a couple good weeks, I think.
And then last week, the amount of 20...
Last week, you got fucked. I was just kind of like
chilling.
Steady.
Yeah. The amount of pushes on... Actually, at one point, I had a blackjack pushed.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
It was a bad day.
Yeah. Yeah. But the live casinos are a blast.
Could have taken that insurance, dude.
You're playing real dealers from all over the world. And yeah, you get to see them. And they just turn off the mute button, obviously. Or turn it on. So you can't fucking scream at them. But best in the biz over there. And then, yeah, shit, man. March Madness. And then we'll do a huge NFL draft show as well next month. And you can bet on that. Those are fucking fun, man. So load up the old account here. And for all you SEC fans out there, since you're no longer a football conference, shit, this SEC tournament's going to be a blast to bet on. So, I mean, goddamn. If I'm Auburn, though, I almost just... throw it.
Doesn't matter. They're gonna be.
Lose the first.
They're game. Gonna be a one seed.
I know,
regardless.
No matter what. Yeah. So I would just throw it. I think. But regardless, man, it's gonna be a banger of the next fucking 5 weeks here on this show. Really, really looking forward to it. It's one of my favorite times of the year. Go to mybookie.com. Enter that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. You want tickets to any of these tournament games? Go to drinkingbrostickets.com and go fucking hard, dude. Have fun, because some of those games in the tournaments, you can watch four games in a day if you want. It's a fucking blast. I don't know, have you ever done that, by the way?
No, I've not been to a first round tournament.
I used to do it in LA and go to the Pac-12 games, because they were Staples Center, and you could watch four games in one day on like a fucking Thursday.
Oh, it's
just
the best.
Get, I mean, blasted all day long. You can do that at the tournament games as well. Every single tournament game is up there. We'll be at the Final Four this year in San Antonio, right down the street. It's at the Alamo Dome, though, which isn't great. But we'll see you there, and we'll be partying for that. But we got tickets for everything. Concerts, comedians, rodeos, Monster Truck, you name it. DrinkingBrosTickets.com. It's about $10 cheaper than StubHub. Head on over and grab your tickets there. And then next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. I did take my microfactors earlier, so those are gone. I need to take the liver detox. While I'm doing that, D'Anthony, tell us about the protein bars. I just had that peanut butter and jelly one. Mm. Holy shit, you were right. God damn, that was good.
Yeah, it is good. I'm going to First Form on, Monday the 17th. I'll be there. And I'll probably...
With Andy?
I'll probably steal some.
Yeah, I would.
I'm probably going to steal some, or maybe I'll just steal... the recipe and make them myself, because I can't be stopped or reasoned with.
Okay.
Good protein is something that I'm always looking for. And that's the best tasting. I go in cycles, right? So if I'm going to eat a sweeter one, because they're not all super sweet. The peanut butter chocolate pretzel one is just peanut butter and chocolate.
It's amazing.
It's very good. But it's not something like maybe I would eat it for dessert, but the peanut butter and jelly one is a straight up dessert bar.
No.
It just has the same macros as the other ones.
And so for my kids, man, my oldest, who's 10, he's been having those at nights instead of, you know, eating a candy bar or something like that.
You
so
like the
great.
Ignition? So this Ignition is something you mix with your pre-workout.
Okay, right? I haven't had that.
So actually, it's like a pre carb and vitamin mix.
No shit.
So you take this before and as you work out, so you actually
have something to burn.
Something.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it gives you more energy before the workout. So a lot of people, and Delco can speak to this too, a lot of professional bodybuilders will cruise into the gym with like a fucking box of Pop-Tarts or something.
Or Gatorade.
Gatorade, anything like that.
It's a little cleaner.
Yeah, it's just cleaner than that. That's all it is. Instead of like I love Pop-Tarts as much as the next guy. As a matter of fact, Summer Moon, the coffee shop here, they make like homemade Pop-Tarts at like a real pastry. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
It would be hard to go back. But anyways, they have pretty much everything you can think of from a supplement standpoint. And then they have the app, right?
Yep.
The 75 Hard app, where Somebody will help you track your progress, tell you what you need to work on. I mean, it's pretty much a full service health company, for lack of a better phrase, right?
Yeah.
We should do a 75 soft.
I said 75 medium, which is where I do whatever the fuck I want.
I was going to say 75 soft. You don't drink unless something fun pops up.
Mm. Yeah, that's then, like California sober.
Yeah.
Every day is fun.
And also 75, we could do 75 hard as fuck, actually, which is where I work out every day for 75 days, but I end every evening with a hard AF.
Yeah, you drink hard AF every day.
75 hard as fuck.
I could do that easily.
Yeah.
I could do that easily.
But then you end up hard as, or you pretty much end up soft.
Do we? Are we in retail stores around St. Louis yet?
No. No, not in Missouri yet. We're having some conversations with some people with Anheuser-Busch around that area. So, yeah, I'll update you when you have that. But we're in Kentucky next week, and we're also in Pennsylvania next month.
Maybe I'll go down to that Creation Museum in Kentucky then.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Ride a dinosaur.
Why not? Yeah, like Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Free shipping on orders over $75, and that's First Form spelled with a 1. It is 1STPHORM. That is firstform.com/drinkingbros. All right, back to the NFL here. Where does Aaron Rodgers end up then?
Retirement?
I don't care.
Jeopardy?
No, Jeopardy gig's taken.
He's a non-factor.
I think he retires.
Really?
Who would want him?
Oh, I know. InfoWars.
Oh, yeah. I can see him over there. Oh, man, out there was just Shy Cobbs with him. I think somebody's going to take him, man, and I think he has a bounce back year. I really do. And it, by the way, it appears as if the 49ers are picking up Brock Purdy.
Yeah, they should.
They're going to pay him money. So I heard that was part of that Debo trade, was that they were like they had to clear some cap money for Purdy. So
yeah, they should. They should get a cheap receiver in the draft. Cheap by way of it being a rookie contract, not a shitty receiver.
Right.
But yeah, they absolutely should do that. Purdy's been good for them. Health wise, hit or miss so far, right? It's been one full season out of three. But the first one was just in the playoffs where he was banged up. So that shit happens, you know.
And he also, didn't he get like obliterated in that hit? Like he got hit really hard.
I mean, his shoulder was fucking disintegrated. Are you talking about last year?
No, in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was in the playoffs and like the guy like wrecked him. Like it wasn't like he was.
No, he's not soft. Right. And he's smart, good fucking reads. I'm completely fine with them paying him. I just don't know where Rodgers goes. You know what I mean? Wherever he goes, it's going to be a fucking get me to next year situation or we're going to draft. If you're Tennessee, right now they've got Levis too, so I don't know if this makes sense. But if you're a team like the Giants or somebody like that that's going to draft a quarterback, if you want to bring somebody over to mentor him a little bit, but has Aaron Rodgers ever shown that he's capable of doing that?
No,
he's not going to mentor anyone.
He's not going to mentor anyone. I think he'd actually be good in Minnesota, but we'll see.
I mean, Minnesota's got everything. That's the only. That's one that
I really thought Stafford was going to Minnesota.
So Stafford, by the way,
he restructured his deal in L.A. So he's staying.
But the big play was the Raiders.
They use the Raiders, yeah.
So, yeah. The Raiders actually came in a lot.
The
Raiders actually came in and gave him a big big contract, and then he went back and said, I want to stay, and so they ended up making that work, which is interesting because he's older.
I mean, I could see Rodgers going to the Raiders too, though. Like, if you're gonna draft Shedeur Sanders and sign Aaron Rodgers to a 2-year deal, that's not a stupid move. That's a smart move.
Yeah.
Even if...
Are him and Brady friends?
Even if Rodgers... I doubt it. But even if... Rodgers doesn't want to actively mentor, Tom Brady will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you don't like just, you need somebody to play the position so the dude doesn't get blown up as well.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers gives you a decent chance to win games too. He's still not, like, he's not shit.
Maybe.
I guess it depends on the constitution of the team as well.
He might blow.
They're out of, all the players are gone now, right? Jacobs is somewhere else.
Yeah. So we'll find out what happens. As far as combine goes, they said Jackson Dart looked really good.
He threw the third hardest of anybody in the NFL currently.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Like 65 miles per hour with a football. That's something. That's really fucking fit. Not that that matters,
fingers.
Right?
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. Like Brett Favre used to blow people up all the time.
Right.
Yep. Like a fucking 7-yard out, and he throws a line drive at their forehead. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Dude.
Why would you?
That's probably why Sterling Sharp is dead now.
Exactly.
To be honest, but yeah, it's like great arm though, and Dart is when quarterbacks have one thing usually, like really good route reader, You know what I mean?
Will Levis had a cannon.
Or he's got a cannon, yeah. Or he moves around well, or something. Yeah. Jackson Dart's got two. He moves around really well, and he throws the ball really fucking hard. I don't know how his read progression is, but...
Usually he's good in college. Will Levis wasn't even good in college.
No, yeah, exactly. That was an insane move. I will say this,
he just had a great combine.
If there's one thing that's a red flag every time, it's, oh, they're in love with his arm strength. That guy never works out.
No.
They're like, oh, man, he just throws the ball so far. Bust. Every fucking time.
Josh Allen? Yeah.
That's like the only one.
He's the only one that I can think of, yeah.
Like, usually, like, for real. I mean, I could give you 100 that are just like, oh, the arm strength. And it's like, yeah, but he's a moron.
Josh Allen's the only one that I can remember who genuinely had a fucking cannon.
I mean, Favre had a cannon.
Yeah, but I mean, you're looking at but the it last wasn't just 30 that. Years.
Yeah, like Rich Gannon had a cannon too.
He did.
But he wasn't like, it wasn't it. Rich Gannon was a pocket passer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't just about throwing. Who are the other guys?
He made it to a Super Bowl.
There was some other black quarterback that had a fucking absolute
Jamarcus
hose.
Russell. Jamarcus Russell. The greatest bust of all time. Yeah. They literally just fell in love with the fact that he could throw the ball out of the stadium.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I mean, there's a million of these dudes. I mean, even like Mitch Trubisky, I feel like, was an arm dude or something. A pocket passer, anyway. He might not have actually been.
Yeah, arm talent doesn't mean shit in the NFL.
They said Quinn Ewers had a pretty decent session. Tyler Shough for Louisville, quarterback of Louisville, had a
Shuck. Yeah, I know it's weird.
Shough.
Shuck. Yeah.
We're not doing that bullshit. Don't draft him. If you're out there, don't draft him.
He's getting a lot of love from McShay.
He was, and he had a decent day. I watched it, so he looked good.
He's old.
Jalen Milroe and Will Howard were pretty uneven as far as throws go, but like, man, if you're a quarterback, I would not throw at the combine. Like, that's what's weird to me. You don't know your receivers. You're getting strangers who you've never thrown with. I would wait
till
pro day.
At the combine.
I wouldn't do it.
It's like going in an interview and just not answering questions.
That's what I always do.
Yeah.
I start asking them questions.
Exactly.
Yeah, but there's nothing to be
gained. You're not going
to
do the thing.
But Cam Moore didn't throw. No. Sanders didn't throw. None of these other guys did.
Howard's good. Like, best case scenario, he's a clipboard guy anyway, right?
Yeah.
Do the thing you're supposed to do in the league. Yeah, throw the ball.
Well, they didn't.
Also, it's like, it's not like you're going to go to the NFL and throw to receivers you know intimately.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, when you're a rookie or whatever.
You either can throw the ball or you can't. Yeah. Like, you're not going to, they're going to expose you eventually.
Yeah.
Better after the contract and bonus, though, but then before, I guess.
Exactly. Looking at the rest here, Luther Burden, day three. All right. So
that's Mizzou propaganda. They're trying to bring him back.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't understand why he's dropping the guys. I don't know. I don't understand.
Is he gang affiliated? What's happening?
Yeah, what is going
on here?
He's
a normal, nice guy. He was kind of dumb on the field sometimes in terms of like getting penalties, but no, he's insane. Like, he has. Like, the way he would break away from people and like turn a corner when it didn't even look like that was possible, like it was freakish.
How tall is he?
6 foot, 6'1" maybe.
Yeah, he's 6 foot, 206. There's a lot of good wide receivers in this draft, though. They're always. I mean, that's that position tons. Every year.
Loaded,
there's always good wide receivers.
Loaded every year. Emeka Buka looked great. He was another one out of there, but not surprising. Obviously.
Honest to God, I'm fine with Luther dropping if it gets him to a team that actually will.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Like I don't want him to go to the Giants. Yeah, or something like that. Like, I don't want him to go to the Raiders. Even like, I want him. I want him to go to the Chiefs or the Broncos or something like. I, like, that's
cool.
Where I want him.
It'd be cool, Matt, Eagle, you know.
Speaking
Eagles,
the,
great.
Well, hey, speaking of the Chiefs,
there's another guy that said he's the top 15 pick. So
yeah.
Well, we'll see. Matthew Golden from Texas, their best wide receiver from this past year. The only workout he did was the 40, and he ran 4.29.
Yeah. And by the way,
it's like Xavier Worthy 2.0, basically.
He didn't do the
Falcons.
He didn't do anything else. He only ran.
The Falcons are rumored to try to grab him at 15 to pair up with Penix. But
I mean, you get a Penix is like what's his name? Dylan Gabriel. He's a timing quarterback, right? And the right system. If you've got an Andy Reid style offensive mind calling plays for that with a fast receiver, you can fucking light people up.
We don't have that. Kyle Shanahan turned Matt Ryan into a fucking Hall of Famer. Basically.
In a 4 year period, pretty much.
He won MVP.
The Super Bowl year was better than the MVP year, wasn't it?
Yeah, but
technically, he won back to back years.
NFL MVP. Matt Ryan.
Deservedly.
Yeah, it was a great year. He had like 4,500 fucking yards. Right,
does Matt Ryan go to the Hall of Fame?
Probably.
That's what I think, right?
But it is still like the live ball era of
there aren't that many quarterbacks with MVPs that aren't
it's in. More like the juice ball era.
Cam has an MVP. He's not in, right?
Deservedly. Yeah.
I don't know if he played long enough.
Cam Newton. That,
The numbers are there for Matt.
Yeah. Matt had a longer career. Time. He didn't get fucked up until the end of his career. I think Cam only played like, what, seven full seasons?
There's no, all the numbers are there for Matt Ryan.
Before we switch on over to college basketball here, I want to say NHL, you and I got hit up all weekend about whether or not we were doing that Blue Jackets game there at Ohio State. The NHL and hockey right now is doing everything correct. That stadium was beautiful. I ended up watching that game, man.
I watched it at the gym.
Yeah, those outdoor games that they're doing, awesome. It was sold out there at the Shoe. Looked fucking awesome, dude.
The Winter Classic games?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, but they extended
doing
it.
A really great
It used
job.
To be just one on New Year's, I think.
Yeah, one.
Now there's
yeah.
six yeah. Winter Classic games a year or something.
There was
something.
One fan, in Wrigley dude. This year.
They should only play hockey outside.
Big fan. I mean, for real. It looked beautiful. Richard Danoff was there.
They do special sweaters for them and shit like that. It's
I've got all the, like, the first... I think it's two out of the first five of them the Red Wings are in. I got both of those sweaters. Super nice. Yeah, and when the playoffs happen, I'll probably go to some playoff games if it lines up.
They should go to Mystery Alaska.
That'd be fun.
We can go to a Penguins game when we're up there for that Penn State thing.
Yeah, are they good?
The Penguins?
Yeah, they're going to be in it.
The Penguins suck.
No, I don't think they're good this year.
They're bad.
Crosby's like 90, right?
The Flyers might be okay.
We're not. No, we suck too.
Really?
Yeah, we're like 500.
Pennsylvania's down bad.
It's not a good Pennsylvania hockey year.
It is.
Oh, yeah, you guys are both in the bottom five. Shit.
But it's, hey, look, again, it's another great college basketball season here. Kentucky just got fucking blown out by Auburn over the weekend. Duke, who's the player of the year? Who's it going to be?
Flag. It'll be Flag.
You think so?
Yeah, we'll see if he misses. I think he's got it wrapped up right now. He's got an eye injury, so I don't know if he's going to be playing in all these last games or if they're going to sit him or what's going to happen with
it's
that.
Mostly narrative driven, right? Like, who is everyone talking about? It's Cooper Flag.
Yeah, I mean, Jani Broome is
is
a little bit of a deep cut. He is the second best player in basketball this year, but he is still like.
But yeah, somebody that's not really watching college basketball, they still know who Cooper Flagg is.
Right,
it's just kind of a reward of
being famous.
The person of college basketball
also
that
excellent.
Year. Yeah, he'll probably be the first pick in the draft, right?
He should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That Tennessee-Bama game was a blast. Buzzer beater there, three-pointer incredible. For Tennessee at
forcing
the buzzer.
Forcing a fucking five-second turnover to win the game.
Man, what a huge fucking mental mistake for Alabama.
I know.
Jesus Christ, dude. You cannot fucking do that. Did they not have timeouts?
They probably didn't, no.
If that's the case, then that's something, but at least it's 5 seconds, so launch the ball down court.
Right.
So they don't have time to get it back to you. At least send the game to overtime. Don't give them the ball and take a shot.
The other thing, too, is if you're in the lead in that situation, fuck getting fouled. If there's like 3 seconds left, throw it in a way where one of your guys can just get up to it and go, boop.
Yeah, just hit it. As soon as you touch the ball, the clock starts.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all you had to do, man, and it's like... It's like baseball, too, though. You practice for all the weird situations in spring training and don't even think about them again until they happen. You're like, fuck.
Yeah. The base running is a great example of baseball where that's where all the wackiest shit happens.
Yeah.
And people just forget like the little rules.
Yeah, but I mean, in that situation, if you don't have a timeout, it is what it is, I guess. I don't know if they had a timeout or not. I can't remember.
I would imagine they did.
I don't think they did.
But it's like all you got to do is throw the ball up in the air as soon as the dude touches it. It's like the game is fucking basically over at that point, right? But they let them have a clean inbound pass.
If you are going to turn the ball over, do it with the clock running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Jesus, at least eat
usually a live ball turnover is actually worse because it's easier to score than on a dead ball turnover. But in that situation, a dead ball turnover when there's almost no time left is like the nightmare. Like it's what you can't do.
But again, that was a great game anyways. And the dude made a fucking... 35-38 footer to win the game anyway, so you got to tip your hat to Tennessee.
I was actually very impressed by Alabama for doing that well in such a hostile road environment.
Yeah, I mean, keeping it that close, I thought, to be honest, Tennessee was going to win by five or more in that game, because that's a tough out.
Don't forget a rivalry, too. They are rivals. Yeah. They fucking hate each other. It's more so football, but you hate the other college more than anything.
One question I have for you guys. Why is Kansas so shitty this year?
dude.
They started off at like one.
It's just a bunch of transfers that didn't work out.
Yeah, they. This is
the portal way too hard.
Essentially, yeah. Bill Self tried to build a portal team. Hunter Dickinson is ass. Zeke Mayo is ass. Just Bill Self tried to play the transfer portal.
Has Dickinson been at Kansas longer than he was at Michigan now?
It might be even. Yeah. Might be 2-2. I don't remember off the top of my head. Kansas fans fucking hate Hunter Dickinson. Like, fucking hate him. They were like happy that they weren't ranked anymore. They were like, good. I hate this team so fucking much. Bill Self just did a bad job in the portal and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Vandy beat Missouri in OT. Is Vandy now in?
Yes, they're in.
Okay.
The Vandy is pretty good. We should have won that game.
Rob drank himself to sleep Saturday night.
I did get a little drunker than I intended to on Saturday.
Because they're 20-9 and 8-8 in the SEC.
No, they're
this year is gangster.
Yeah, so. They have Arkansas at home tomorrow, I think. They'll win that, and that'll secure 500 in the SEC
Arkansas
for them.
Arkansas needs to win.
They do too,
but I think this is – so they have to go at Georgia. Vandy has to go at Georgia after that. You don't want to take the chance. You got to fucking hammer Arkansas.
Because
that
Georgia needs to win.
Yeah,
Georgia's pretty good to go. They just beat the fuck out of Texas.
Georgia's got that win against St. John's.
I know they do.
Yeah.
Georgia just beat the shit out of Texas, so Georgia's pretty good to go. But if I'm Georgia, they're enough on the bubble that you don't want to leave anything to
you don't want to take a chance on the road either. You got this home game against Arkansas. Win that game and you're in.
Yep.
That's it.
And I would say they probably wouldn't even need to win a SEC tournament game at that point. No. You always want to, especially if you're in the earlier rounds.
But either way, that'll secure them 50 or a 500 record in the SEC with a fucking 20 wins you're in.
Yeah, you're good. You're good to go.
Auburn going into Kentucky and just laying a fucking beat down on them.
They look like the best team, and it's not close.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
I'll take the field.
Who knows? Who knows?
I'm going to take the field because I'm not going to take the favorites.
What'd you say on the college basketball show Friday? It's very brave to predict that one team won't win the national championship.
Yeah, this team, they're not going to win the national championship. Yeah. Oh, going out on a limb there.
Yeah.
Houston, man. That defense is fucking nasty.
They're animals.
I know.
I love... There are three teams in college basketball who I think are fairly bulletproof, and that is Auburn, Duke, and Houston. And I think everyone else is a huge step down.
Duke?
I think those are the three. I think those teams are in a tier by themselves.
I think Cooper Flagg turns it up.
Yeah, Cooper Flagg's good, but that team is good. I don't know if they're bulletproof.
Okay, bulletproof's the wrong word. Those three teams are in a tier all by themselves, and then
like I could see Duke losing opening weekend.
Nah,
I can't. I can't see Houston losing opening weekend. And I can't see Auburn losing opening weekend. But I could see Duke losing.
It depends. I will say that Lenardi at least has had some really funny brackets come out where I think there was one projection over this past week where Duke's 8 seed, because Duke's projected to be a 1 seed, they will be a 1 seed.
Yeah.
Duke's 8 seed was UConn.
Yeah,
which is just cruel. Like if that happened,
I'm taking UConn.
That's fucked.
That would be nuts.
Well,
dude.
Houston's leading the NCAA, including all the shitty teams, in points allowed. 58 points allowed per game.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But they're also shooting 40% from three as a team.
Yeah,
and 75% from the free throw line as a team. Right. Yeah. I mean, if you're looking, you're not going to get great value for the third ranked team anyways, because they're going to be a one seed.
Yeah.
But still. If you want to go with the field, that probably is the first one in the field that I would take seriously. I don't take Duke seriously as a title contender.
At least as a Mizzou fan, it's a fun team to cheer for. They score.
Oh, the Missouri team.
Yeah, it's a fun team.
They score. The defense is kind of mid, but the one thing.
Imagine being a Houston fan. Yeah, your team's awesome, but
you got
to
slog it.
It's his defense.
It's like watching the Patriots in the mid
58-52.
Yeah, it's the Patriots in the mid 2010s. It's like, damn, I don't want to see fucking Blunt run the ball again or whatever the fuck was going on.
It's intoxicating to watch your team drain threes.
Yeah,
it is.
But it does get a little annoying when you're like, oh, all right, we made like three threes in the last like five possessions, but the other team hit buckets on two of those three of the possessions as well.
Well, that's what it's like being an Alabama fan.
Yeah.
They score 91 a game, which I don't know the last time a college team averaged 90 or more.
UNLV is the only one that I can remember.
Well, like a 92 or some shit?
Yeah,
or 91
They
maybe?
Were cracking 100, I felt like, every game.
Alabama,
but that's about it.
Is just, their whole thing is like, you need to get a shot up within 7 seconds.
Yeah. Is it an algorithm team? Like, is that one of those
things? I mean, look, the way it goes and why a team like Houston or St. John's to an extent is vulnerable is that, like, just like statistically, it's kind of dumb. I don't think you need to like be married to it, but like statistically, the fewer possessions that each team has, the more variance there can be. right? But the more possessions you have, the more things regress to the mean. So if you are just a better team, like Alabama is, then literally all but like six teams in the country, the more possessions you have, the more things end up working out in your favor.
Right. Look, I understand the numbers. It's just if you have a bad game shooting, like Dan always says, for Bama, you're done.
Right. Well, it's also about exposure, right? Like if you know you got a poor defense, taking the shot in 7 seconds means the other team gets the ball.
Right.
Yeah,
right?
And it works the other way, too. Like Missouri, who, like, neither team's defense is great. Both teams are ranked about in the 50s in defense, right? And Alabama shot great that game. They actually shot lights out, insane that game. But their defense was so shitty, and Missouri just had a nice night, that even though Alabama scored 98 points... We beat them by double digits.
Yeah.
We dropped 112 in 40 minutes. That's fucking insane.
Yeah, it's
so nuts. That's what can happen to Alabama. Mm. That's the flip side of it. That's what can happen.
What do you think about Tech? They went into Kansas and put
Tech's good. There's a certain tier, like all the way up to like 15, I think, could win the national championship. Mm. And then after that, I'm like, that would surprise me.
I agree. Yeah. I think the top 15 have a real shot. For real.
Tech looked good in this game. They blew it up in the first half big time.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they won the first half by like 15 points or something like that.
I can't stress enough, and I'm not just saying this because
you hate Kansas
of this Tiger hat here, but Kansas is broken right now. Yeah. Like, bet on a first round loss.
Even
but like
Bill Self is laughing during interviews after they're getting blown out, and it seems like he knows this team isn't good enough.
I mean, they have a great recruit. They have an insane recruiting class coming in. He's kind of getting back to his roots a little bit. So I think he's kind of just out.
It seems like he's checked out.
Yeah.
I'll just read it quick. Auburn, Duke, Houston, Tennessee, Florida, St. John's, Alabama, Michigan State. I think Michigan State can't win a national championship.
Dude, their defense is insane.
They definitely can't. I don't think
they just beat Wisconsin, too.
Tech can. I don't think Iowa State can. I don't think Clemson can.
No, I don't think Clemson can.
Clemson doesn't have the scoring.
I'll go top. You give me the top.
Eight.
Seven.
Oh, yeah. Michigan State.
The national championship is going to come from the top seven.
Okay.
I don't love Florida.
I do.
I love Florida.
I bet on Florida.
I don't know why.
I bet on Florida and the Johns. The Johnnies.
St. John's, I feel like, is going to bum people out.
They are.
Although their free throw shooting has gotten better.
I want to believe. I want Pitino.
Oh, I
want
to believe. I want to be in the same city as Rick Pitino.
Same. I wish he was coaching
Ohio State. I will just be going from hotel to hotel. Checking coat closets.
Yeah,
he'll be there fingering somebody for sure. Yeah.
Sure will. I want to close this out with the NBA. I know none of us really watch it that much. However,
I do.
What Luka and the Lakers are doing in LeBron, man, is...
You can have it. I'll take the Nuggets all
they're
day.
Up to two now.
Dude, they've closed a huge gap. By the way,
they're up to two in the conference, and LeBron James, his numbers are fucking disgusting.
He's currently having a better year than his 2013 MVP year, by the numbers.
Yeah.
It's
nuts.
Fucking insane.
Pay all that attention to LeBron and the Lakers and none to Golden State with Jimmy Butler.
By the way, so that was the other team I wanted to bring up.
They haven't lost a game. Those are I'm calling it right now. Lakers, Warriors are going to be the two teams in the Western Conference Finals.
That would be a blast.
Well, right now they're currently for the first round.
It would be a blast.
I hope the bracket shakes out in a
it
way that
it won't shake out like that because the Warriors will end up at probably five. I think the
Warriors keep moving
up. Or not five,
up.
It's six, yeah.
Nuggets win the West. Let's not complicate this.
I don't think so.
Here's the thing about the West. There's like six teams that'll make me happy if they come out. I love Oklahoma City. I love Memphis. I love the Lakers. Golden State is now fun again.
I wouldn't hate seeing the T-Wolves if they can get their shit together either because I love homeboy over there, Anthony, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
He's great. I love watching him play basketball. Memphis would be good. Watching the Thunder's young-ass dudes. I mean, maybe Chet will be back by then, hopefully. He's supposed to be back sometime in the next couple
weeks. Chet will be back just in time to win a Finals MVP.
That would be great. I'd love to see it.
Is he still out?
Not over shit.
I'd love to see any of those teams. But then in the East, I don't care about any of this. Like,
it's so boring.
Cleveland is a very good team, and they got really good players. Really good players. Darius Garland, Donovan Mobley. Mitchell, Mobley. They got a great team over there. But I just don't care.
In the New York Knicks.
No.
No.
Knicks, why?
No. They don't have the horses.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they do.
And every time they play somebody good, they get blown out.
They might have the best coach in the East.
Yeah. That might be true. But
the Knicks are going to win the East. They're going to beat the Celtics.
I hope the Knicks win the East. I'm rooting for the Knicks to win the East. Because all those other teams put me to fucking sleep.
The Knicks played the Celtics and Cavs back-to-back. They lost one by 30 and the other one by 20.
Season. We got dude, Brunson, Towns in the playoffs. Let's go.
God, Holmgren sprained his ankle.
They played the Celtics twice in the last 2 weeks, and they've lost the games collectively by 13 and then 27.
Do you hate Holmgren now just because of that commercial?
Chet is out again. So he's one of those people who is so ugly to me that it's kind of like Sam Cassell, where I physically can't look at his face.
I think it's just the facial hair. I think you just got to get rid of the facial
hair. It's all of it. I think he had to do the facial
hair. Or grow more.
Yeah, I think he doesn't.
Gotta go one way or the other.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a bad facial hair situation.
He needs more.
He needs more. But he needs more of everything because his face is weird looking, man. And yeah, I just can't look at him. He's just an ugly dude.
The Knicks don't scare me in the playoffs because Towns doesn't show up in the playoffs.
Anthony's a little soft. I'll give you that.
They literally went to
Carl Anthony's a little soft.
He's soft.
They went to the finals, did they not?
They did, but the East is so weak.
Yeah, they eked in. And Jared,
no, they didn't go to the finals.
No, they were the Eastern Conference finals. Yeah.
No, the
Western Conference with the Timberwolves.
Towns was on the Wolves last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And they lost to Dallas. And they lost to Luka.
I think they got upset by Dallas.
Yeah,
by the way.
But he's historically never showed up in the playoffs. And Jared Allen is not going to, he's not somebody that the Cavs need to depend on for scoring. They can send him into that game and be like, fuck Cat up the whole game. Don't let him get one clean look all game. If you foul out, you foul out, because they still have Donovan Mitchell, Mobley, and Darius Garland, right?
The Celtics are coming out of the East, guys.
The Celtics are very good.
They're coming out of the East. Here is a finals.
But that's not a sexy pick. I don't think Milwaukee's a player at all.
Knicks, Nuggets, finals. I'm having fun with that.
I'm having fun with Knicks, Nuggets. I'm having fun with Lakers, Cavs.
That's having fun with the Cavs.
To see LeBron go back up against the Cavs would be nice.
In Cleveland and winning it in Cleveland. Yeah, for that storyline, it'd be fun.
Game six in Cleveland, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anybody with the Warriors too, because I need to see how dedicated this. If they win, then Draymond will retire. By the way, right? Because he'll go out on a high note.
He's so bad.
Yeah, he's just like he's just playing.
Cost him another game.
He's just playing traffic cop out there at this point. But I want to see.
Was cooking a
Has anyone
bit,
tried punching him in the face? The
yeah, it worked that one year. we'll see how that develops. Jimmy Butler has made it. So I saw a stat the other night. Before Butler was in Golden State, the Warriors with Curry off the floor were like a negative 25, right?
Yeah.
Plus minus.
Right.
And now, or it was negative 31. And now with him, with Curry out of the game since Butler's been there, they're plus 25.
Do they kind of swap?
So, it's a 50, yes. Okay. So he runs the second squad, basically. So,
which
you know,
is huge.
Curry will stay in for the whole quarter.
People don't understand, the NBA in particular now, college is different, but the NBA in particular now, it's almost like hockey. There's shifts.
Does Butler self-sabotage for 2 weeks so he gets what he wants and gets traded?
He does.
And then he becomes like a model citizen again?
Yeah.
Yes.
He does that every 3 years.
It's just I'm not really feeling this
anymore, boys. He's like a kid playing the PlayStation. He's like, I don't want to play for this team anymore.
He did that with the Sixers.
How do
he
I
did
force
it with
a trade?
He's done it everywhere he's
Well, the
gone.
Sixers kind of
well,
fucked
no,
him
no,
over,
no,
too.
With the Timberwolves. With the Sixers, they fucked he wanted him over. To stay. We just chose Tobias Harris over him.
Smart move on that one. Absolutely right. Philly makes really good personnel decisions.
All the time. And apparently we have the best training staff ever because Embiid is
always healthy. Always healthy, yes.
I will say that
Zaire Smith, had a sesame seed allergy. It ruined his career.
I'm sorry, what?
Remember that we drafted Zaire Smith from the Texas Tech?
That's what took him down, is sesame seeds? Just stay away from McDonald's. How often do you even run into sesame seeds?
Well, the thing, too, is we drafted Mikal Bridges.
He's great.
His mom worked for the team, and they were so happy. And then
he's
traded
back now,
him
right?
draft night
no,
for
he's
Zaire
in,
Smith.
Traded him. He's in New York now.
And then
we
fed him a bunch of sesame seeds, and then he just never came back.
No. Mikal Bridges, by the way, is very good.
Yeah.
Mikal Bridges,
yeah.
And then also we ruined Markelle Fultz.
Did you ruin him? Or was he already bad?
No, he was good. No. He's had good years in other places.
There was a shooting coach.
The shot doctor.
Fucked him
up. He's doing well now.
The shot doctor fucked him.
Yeah. I mean, you could have also just drafted Jason Tatum.
We could have, yeah.
But you didn't.
No, he said no to that.
I will say this. What I was going to say real quick is don't sleep on at least watching this team in the playoffs. Memphis. Ja Morant's back.
Mm.
And he is actually one of a must-watch type of dude in the NBA. He is so much fucking
But
fun.
He might pop off at any moment.
He could do a desk pop. You don't know. Yeah. A locker pop, I guess, for him. But yeah.
All of a sudden, having guns is bad.
Yeah, exactly. How are his stats this year? Is he good?
He's having a good year. Yeah, he's not like an MVP candidate, but he's having a great year. He's back to his old self. He's probably...
He didn't do anything wrong, right?
He did say, no.
He flashed a gun in a video?
That's pointing and presenting a firearm. It's illegal.
He didn't pointed at anyone.
Pointing and presenting doesn't mean you're pointing it at somebody. Oh. It means you're brandishing. Some but states call it brandishing.
He owned the gun, right? Like legally?
Yeah. It wasn't anything like that. It's just a bad look for the NBA because they're all woke and they're like, oh, we don't like guns.
He was a gun influencer. He was doing content.
That's what he tried to say.
He was just, he goes to a range day. He's perfectly fine.
Right, but he was doing it in a car, and then he pulled on some 12-year-olds, and then at a bar.
Well, I don't care about that. The
strip club.
Well, what were the 12-year-olds doing?
Yeah. They did it at the strip club.
Apparently, they
were talking shit on a pickup court. You remember that?
Yeah, so shut the fuck up,
car.
Then.
Yeah,
maybe.
Keep your mouth shut.
Hey, he shut it. He shut their mouth. Appreciate you tuning in, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just a 5-star, and you can walk away at that point. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco, Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.